There was Jell-O in the fingerprints, Detective Dolite discovered. This proved to be the most important finding in the case. And whereas Detectives Slox and Slavitt slobbered over smutty photographs...
Look at the size of those.
Dolite had a better lead to follow. He followed the ringing to the telephone, where a voice asked,
"Excuse me, are you so-and-so? Oh, so-and-so, since you left, I have been eating only sweets, cause they remind me of you."
He felt this surely was a clue. So he climbed into the tub, wearing his underwear and overcoat, jumped aboard the model boat, and followed the water down the drain.
In his brain, there are file cabinets, and secretaries filing their nails downstairs.
"But I don't want to talk about that room downstairs."
At this moment, Detective Slox and Slavitz realized that since they had reported on the crime scene this morning, each of them has aged over 50 years. Two butterflies land on their shoulders and harmonize softly in their ears.
"Where did all the time go? Did you think that you'd stay young forever? But at least you're still together."
They held hands in the moonlight. The butterflies flew away, which prompted Slavitz to say,
"It's queer, but I miss them already."
Then Slox removed a fountain pen from his breast pocket, drove it deeply into Slavitz's throat, and began screeching,
"Death to the parchment whale! The robot Im Lassell!"
While in prison, Slox wrote one of the most revered exercises in free verse titled The Cause of Gauze.
"Oh, the cause of gauze! The Manuels have fondled many memories from my lap, though each memory has its own lap. And swimmers swim laps. Even swimmers have laps, however. And while in that condition, many require a delicate gauze. I desire only this in my decrepitude, that I will have one more opportunity to serve as a gauze for my fellow man. And that in that state of gauze, can somehow disturb the world less often with my prickly fingers."
When Detective Dolite, returning from the catacombs, first heard the news of the Slox and Slavitz stabbing and subsequent poetry enterprise, he immediately fell to the floor and began plucking peaches from his cheeks. This eventually became a tiresome activity, so he evaporated into the cream afloat a child's bedtime cocoa.